BJ and Jamie. Now I feel so dumb.
Why?
And I know, Jamie, you're the smart. This 23andMe story.
Oh.
They have my DNA because I did the 23andMe, trying to find out if I'm Native American or not.
Yeah.
And so I give it to them, and now they're going to go bankrupt, and they're going to sell my DNA. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know where it's going to go.
I can't believe you did it.
I regret it.
Yeah.
Two things I regret.
You gave the world your DNA, and you hit like, I accept all terms, and you don't even know what the terms are.
I did. Two things I regret. 23andMe giving the DNA, and that darn vax shot that I took. I dread them both.
Yeah.
I hate it. But what are they going to do with all this DNA?
They're selling it.
Nobody is using 23andMe, or what was the other one? Heritage.com or something like that.
Ancestry.
Ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. That's right. Nobody's using that stuff anymore.
Well, yeah, because it's your freaking DNA, man.
But when they first came out, we didn't. I mean, it was.
Oh, you did it
like,
too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it seemed like something fun to do.
Yeah, we knew it was DNA, though. I remember struggling with the decision to either do it or not, simply because they were going to have your DNA on file. But we thought that if they didn't use it, it would be destroyed at that time. We didn't read the fine print.
I get it if you were adopted. I support that 100%, and you need to find out, you know, your roots. But I know my family tree, so I would never do it. I mean, I know where everybody came from.
Well, I've always been told that we had Native American, Cherokee Indian.
And then remember it came back, you had zero?
Not a drop. So disappointed.
Right?
I had to sell all that stuff I'd bought, you know, my little drum. Boom, 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 boom.
You thought you were going to get a piece of the land action?
I did. I was looking for a government subsidy of some type.
Yep.
I got nothing.
No,
I
so
got all
I guess,
European.
It's for sale. I mean, literally, your DNA is for sale.
Here's the story.
Hey, we should first make it known 23andMe is not a health company, which means the genetic data collected isn't protected in the same way as health records.
Records. Right.
The company says in the fine print, they can sell. But as news of the company's shaky finances make headlines,
23andMe is now 23andMe in insolvency.
23andMe on the verge of getting delisted now from the NASDAQ.
The information isn't limited to the 15 million people the company touts as customers either.
There's a lot we can learn about people through their family members.
I didn't submit my information to this company, but maybe a cousin did. Could that data from my cousin some sort of way lead to me?
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that other companies couldn't use your genetic, your family members' genetic data to draw conclusions about you, your family, and your community.
I got the answer. Here's who should buy it. The U.S. government. The FBI.
Oh, to protect you?
Not just to protect me, but they've solved a lot of crimes through these things. Because they can take a genetic print of someone's DNA and find out if a family member, and then find out who in that family committed the crime.
Yeah.
So they should buy it, the FBI. That way they've got their hands on it for
them. Do you think
they
already have access to it?
Yeah. They found a lot of serial killers that way.
Yeah.
Yes, they do have access to it.
So they don't need to buy
it. I didn't know exactly what you
meant. I thought you meant they should buy it.
Well, they may not have access to it, though, if it's sold to somebody else, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Anyway, what I'm saying is I thought you were saying that they should buy it so then they could put like a patient, you know, like make it into a medical situation.
Yeah. Where it's actually classified.
Yeah.
They could do that too.
Yeah,
they could do whatever. But I think the U.S. government should step in and buy it, since it's so many Americans that are in their system. Not only them, but with Ancestry.com. I don't know what their finances
are. Maybe I'll buy it and then I'll clone you.
Yeah. Or just use it for blackmail.
Yeah. I'll make a bunch of you. Like 20 of you. What'd you do with it? The company, Jamie? I made 20 BJs.
Yeah. I'm telling you this. If she did that, the world would be a better place.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I'd make a whole army of me.
Yeah.
Like thousands. Man, this world would be
good. I'd have to buy so many recliners.
Yeah. Spadell.
I'm broke.
Spadell, I might make one of you.
Just one?
Yeah, maybe one. Yeah. Just test it.
I feel like the original is already too much. We don't need any clones out there. Yeah.
Done. I agree with you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.